Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military. And now from the American Veterans Center, Tim Holbert.
Our guest this week is Major John Opala, U.S. Army Reserve and veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom, who was awarded the Bronze Star for his leadership. Major Opala, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tim. Glad you could have me on.
As I mentioned, you serve in the Army Reserve. Tell us how you came to join the Reserves, and what do you do in your life at home?
Well, I joined the Reserves back in 1987, quite some time ago, and I was just interested in a new challenge. I've always wanted to join the military. I hadn't had the opportunity. The opportunity arose, and then I enlisted. So here I am. Two decades plus later, and finishing up my career in the military.
And now, you deployed to Iraq in May 2007. Was this your first deployment?
Yes, it was. That was correct.
And this is an important time during the war. Tell us a little bit about your just initial response or impressions upon arriving in the country.
Being there the first time, it was a bit different. It was a bit of a culture shock for me, but I knew what I had to do, and I was ready to hit the ground running, and I went to work. So I know we had a very important mission, my team and I, so that's what we went ahead and did it.
And you worked quite a bit with the Iraqi military during your time there. In fact, that was pretty much your job. Tell us a little bit about your particular job in Iraq.
Well, I had two main responsibilities. One was the executive officer for a logistics team, as Taji was the logistics headquarters of Iraq. And then also I was the contracting officer representative, COR for short, for the Wheeled Maintenance Facility in Iraq, which happened to be Iraq's largest. So I had my hands full, but I was looking forward to the challenge and ready to get to work.
And this is a really important piece of the mission over there, working with the Iraqis in logistics. What was your impression, I would guess, when you first arrived in Iraq and were working with the Iraqis, and then by the time you left, did you notice any kind of a change? What was going on with them?
I think we made some substantial improvements while we were there. When we had first gotten there, there was some work done already, but still a lot of work needed to be done. So we worked at it during the deployment, and I'm happy to say when we had left, there were some significant progress made, so I was really happy to see that.
And I know I also read that you worked quite a bit with both commissioned officers and the NCOs in the Iraqi Army. We hear a lot about just how important NCOs are to a well-functioning military. How did you find working with them specifically to be, as well as just, all the Iraqi officers in general that you worked with?
Well, we noticed that the Iraqi Army wasn't using their non-commissioned officers that we would use them and, put them to work. So that was one of our challenges. It seemed like the commissioned officers there really wanted to do the work themselves as opposed to planning and organizing and managing their units. So we had to work with them and show them how the commissioned officer and non-commissioned officer ranks worked and their specific roles and responsibilities. So it was a challenge, but I think we made some good progress there. And afterwards, we saw, and they saw, more important, that it did work. And non-commissioned officers there are very, very important.
Are there any experiences or incidents that really stand out in your mind during your tour in Iraq that really, I guess, either stand out or sum up your overall experience?
Well, again, we made significant progress at that Wheeled Maintenance Facility, transitioning it from government-funded civilian contractor to the Iraqi Army Maintenance Company. When we had first got there, it was pretty much most of the work was done by the contractor, and the Iraqi Army was kind of just there watching how things operated. However, when we left, it was the other way around. It was the Iraqi Army, the maintenance company that was doing all the work, and the contractor there that was just kind of in the background watching things happen. So that alone, I think, was probably the biggest item that that was worthy of note.
And when did your tour end?
In April of 2008.
Okay, so May 2007 to April 2008. Obviously, that was a pretty dramatic time in Iraq and a real change of U.S. Strategy during that time. And so far, it really seems to have been a change for the real positive. So since your tour ended, what have you been up to since?
Well, I finished up my reserve tour. I was on active duty with the Army Reserve. I just finished that up recently, and right now I'm awaiting assignment to a mobilization tour with the Army Reserve up at Fort McCoy, Wisconsin, where I'll be a team chief, and I'll be working with other units, training them and preparing them for deployment overseas. So I'm going to use my experience that I learned from my deployment and sharing that with the other troops.
And will you be staying in the service for some time now, or do you have plans to retire before too long?
I do want to put in a few more years. Although I'm eligible for retirement, I still feel I have a lot of experiences and efforts to contribute, so I want to hang around for a little bit yet.
Well, Major John Opala, thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. Pleasure talking with you.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.
This is Tim Holbert from the American Veterans Center, inviting you to join us for our upcoming 12th annual conference, November 12th through the 14th in Washington, D.C. The conference is your opportunity to meet some of America's greatest military heroes from World War II through Iraq and Afghanistan, hearing their stories of valor firsthand. Confirmed participants include General David Petraeus, commander of CENTCOM, Air Force Colonel and retired astronaut Buzz Aldrin, several of the Band of Brothers from World War II, Baseball Hall of Famer and World War II vet Bob Feller, Dutch Van Kirk, navigator of the Enola Gay, recipients of the Medal of Honor, veterans portrayed in the film Black Hawk Down, decorated heroes from today's military, and much, much more. Conference attendees are also invited to exclusive receptions, including one honoring our wounded warriors currently recovering at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. To request a full schedule or registration form, visit our website at www.americanveteranscenter.org. Call 703-302-1012, extension 220, or email avc@americanveteranscenter.org. That's avc@americanveteranscenter.org. Spend Veterans Day weekend in the company of heroes.